Hello. Hello, Nathan. Hello, Nick. Red News Podcast 38, and a strange one today, eh?
Yeah. I don't know whether to be happy or disappointed, really. I think the number of injuries that we've had in the last couple of weeks shows that I think it's just such a big change from the way they've been playing for the last, like, 3 or 4 years.
They're just not used to it.
The bodies aren't used to it, are they? And they're just, it's hitting them already, which in a way is worrying. It's like, how do you expect to play that football for a full season if after 2 months people are flagging? But I don't know, maybe.
I've never known anyone, let alone us, where 3 players have had to go off. And to think, I suppose I'm relieved. I mean, it's very un-us, but I would have taken 0-0 25 minutes in the first half, not the first 15 minutes of the second where we came out really well.
Yeah.
But as the game edged on, I thought however much bedlam would have been fucking fantastic in our end, you just think they're going to go for us here. Mm. Yeah. And we showed a great deal of backbone today. We could have... And Rashford must have had a knock. Lukaku just looked permanently dazed.
Yeah, it's not working, is it? I think
he's like, actually getting.
Well, that's like
he's stagnating now, isn't he?
That little pass through to Lingard, that really good chance we had in the first half was great vision, but then
as we got in the mag, that where the ball was played up to him and his first touch, and it just trampolined back. You think. Where you're relying on him, like, to hold the ball, you know, build a move, bully.
Yeah, he's just not that person, is he?
I still think he's better out wide than he is down the middle.
Yeah, that was, he's actually.
Like, I'd rather him be out there.
Well, I think it's not he's far better, it's just we look better where we're not relying on him to actually do something that you... But I thought Sanchez had his best 45 minutes in ages.
All right, yeah.
Second half, he tried, and McTominay, I know people are going to... But he showed showed the desire.
If anything,
for what he can do.
I was trying to think who I would have given man of the match to, but I probably would have given him, to be fair. Like, just because he kept, like, they didn't really have anything going for him. Like,
no, I was surprised with that. We had the best chances.
He did a job on, you know. So, yeah, Rashford looks like he got a knock early on, didn't he? So I thought he was the one who was going to get subbed off.
Just
dropped like flies.
Yeah. Who is Fred? What is Fred? Why is Fred? Where is Fred? Is Fred?
I don't know.
When you're in a forest and Fred is there, does that mean Fred exists? That's one of the great philosophy questions that I've just bastardised and got wrong. But when you're in a forest and you hear a tree drop, we don't hear a tree drop. Does the tree exist? Does Fred exist?
I don't think he does. I think he was this like thing created by Mourinho.
And he was Mourinho didn't want him.
Mourinho created him and he was like, right, a name
for him. Mourinho hated him.
He walked across and saw Fred the Red and was like, there you go.
Yeah.
We'll just call him Fred.
50 million.
That's crazy.
But then Lukaku, 75 million. You know, you just think, there's no... But that's negatives. they had to win. And it's not.
Nervous as well, weren't they?
We didn't know whether to gamble or twist, and we settled on a we'll stick here because we'll wait and just see it out. But that I can understand it. I can't remember a 0-0 here for years. Maybe early 80s or something. Probably someone will say yesterday, but I just thought that wasn't the game that any of us were expecting. I remember someone saying. No way in a million years will this be 0-0. But then someone said, Michael Oliver, who did think favoured him a lot more than us, has given them 7 penalties in his last 9 games officiating. So you think, imagine how we'd have felt if 86 minute and fucking Milner, who I hate. And then my day started where I thought it was a bad omen that I put a fiver in the ticket machine and it just ate it and didn't give me a top up. At 6:30 this morning, and then I got on the underground, and there was someone sat with his buttocks just on the seat with his kecks around his waist, as if he's either underneath, you lift him up and there's something. Well, no, I just thought, this is disgusting. I'm not that man. I've never been that man, however drunk. But I just thought, those two things. And then the missus rang saying the toilet's not flushing, so not connected to the bloke on the trip. So I thought, this is a... So I'll just take it. I'll take the draw, move on to Wednesday and see what invalids we can...
Will Fred play on Wednesday?
He's got to, surely.
Was he on the bench? He was on the bench, was he?
I don't know. This is where I lose, because we don't get any reception. You sort of caught in the... I thought the atmosphere started really well in the second half as well, mm-hmm. with the ollies at the wheel, like how good it was on Monday.
Sheffield was deafening.
Was it? See, we can't hear you in K. It's ridiculous. Deafening. We cannot hear you. We can see you move. It's like watching a mime show.
Yeah. They were brilliant. Absolutely brilliant today. Really were.
So we've got to sort that out eventually, especially if we're moving the singing section there. It's not called the singing section, sorry.
What's it called?
Atmospheric end, I think, or something. No, but I wish them well. They're trying hard. They are. And they add something to our bit.
Well, yeah. And so I'm not... It's always going to be better when I'm not having to watch Jose.
Yeah, and I'm in a happy Ollie mood, you see. So nil-nils, we'd have been slating Jose. I go, oh, come on, Ollie. Get your nil-nil in. We love it. You were miserable before the game, though, Nick. You weren't feeling it, were you?
Well, no, I don't understand.
What, the tension?
I don't get when people look forward to United and Liverpool. I hate them that much. I don't even want to look at them. I don't want to acknowledge them. Like, usually I quite like looking at the away fans sometimes. Like, for example, when you're, whatever, big game on, sometimes I can look at the City fans or whatever, but I just can't even look at them. I just physically hate them. I just think they're vermin. That's all I can say about them. I hate them that
much. Is it the fear of losing?
Yeah, it's just the fear of...
Because surely you want to...
It's the fear of looking at them.
That feeling when Rashford last season, where you think... I mean, if we had scored in... ifs, buts, maybes, but imagine. Oh, I was clinging on to that.
Incredible,
like that offside goal at the end.
Yeah. Has anyone said or seen, was it offside?
Yeah, he looked like he was about 40 yards offside.
Just give it. Just do like they did. Yeah, but just do that like West. They did at West Ham. Imagine. So, Nathan?
Yes.
You.
Take it, don't you? I think.
Still not lost in the league. That's where that is where we've come from. This is a title challenging team who've been a good team for a year and a half, and we're disappointed.
Yeah.
When we've lost already two players before the game, we've got a half fit. We've lost three players, and our feeling is like, so that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it does feel like we could have come away with more in that game.
And the tactics, he's getting those right. He is not like whatever he said. Second half, we looked more comfortable than we did than first. So he's...
I'm pleasantly surprised at how little they had.
Yeah.
Like Liverpool. They just didn't...
Well, hopefully. And Salah and Henderson going off are going to have little strops as well. So a little bit of destabilisation in the camp would be lovely, wouldn't it?
He looked very frustrated when he came off, Henderson, didn't he?
Yeah.
He looked really annoyed.
But he's got that kind of face, hasn't he, really?
I thought that was quite an attacking change, though, from to bring Shaqiri on.
Yeah, I worry about him. He's another little, you know, where they're, yeah, but they're good little chits. He can be, he's like a little nasty. We've never had someone like that, really, you know?
Yeah.
Tevez. He's a little bastard rather than a shit, though, isn't he? There's a difference.
Yeah, all right.
There's a little bastard and a little shitter there.
I get so confused.
Yeah. Well, I'm not allowed to mention Boca to you and Tevez, am I, Nick?
But you can talk to me about them if I'm...
Well, they got rid of the manager. Sorry, they didn't get rid of him. He's gone to the MLS. I told you at the start of the season his trajectory is on the up. He's gone to manage Zlatan at LA Galaxy, so it'll be interesting to see how they do.
God, that's a combination.
Mm. Yeah.
When does the MLS start again?
Soon. They're doing pre-season friendlies. They played quite a few in Spain training camps. Free on YouTube. How sad is that to watch?
You've been watching, haven't you?
I watched a bit. Yeah.
Is it? I knew you would.
This is just... I watched a great... I don't know if I mentioned this before. This is old age. Where Paraguay and a bloke just absolutely punched an opposing goalie in the face and got sent off. But it was just like, I don't give a shit. And his teammates were just like, they just watch stunned. It's like, have you just done that in a game? So that's the benefits of watching obscure football at late at night when you've got insomnia.
It says a lot that we're not talking much about the game.
No, I think we're just going round in circles about Lukaku, you know.
Well, I think
if he is to go in the summer, how do you get a large enough fee to make that, you know, useful to you? Because his wages aren't, they're big, but they're not the highest. So how do you suddenly, that money gets you a... Because what you want is a 15... You want a 15 goal a season...
Yeah.
...attacking player. I don't know.
Who'd you go for, yeah? You just hope that, like, the talk of him going... Lukaku going to the Juve or whatever...
But
you just hope that they do actually want him. Like, you know...
What videos are they watching of him? Who's scouting for him?
Can't watch him this season.
Cristiano Ronaldo, guys, excuse me.
He's good.
Is this a wind-up? Announce it on April the 1st. That would be brilliant, wouldn't it? I feel horrible slating a United player, but you just...
It's a shame, because when he came in, it was exciting.
Yeah.
This is a good, positive signing that we've made, and, you know...
As I say, he spoke so well pre-season. Man City, first pre-season, that goal. It was well... You know, it was really well taken. How do you go from that? It's just, but I, you know, that I'm not flat. I've had the flu all week. That's where you exert yourself on Monday and you feel fucked thereafter. Dancing for the whole of the second half has a consequence, people.
It was good.
Just move on. Make sure you win.
First thing, like Palace, won't be easy.
Southampton. Yeah, but you'd say
Southampton. You'd fancy
your chances in both of them. Wednesday being the harder one.
We need to get a win at home.
I don't know, this is where I forget.
It'd be like nearly like 2 months or something, won't it? We've won at home in really since we beat Brighton, I think. I don't really play 3 games, but...
And we can still get the 2-0 in Paris, extra time. Lukaku, last minute header.
God, love it.
What do you think of Pogba today?
I think he was alright,
He did better than he did PSG, where, that you know...
He showed like he gave a shit, and...
Yeah,
there was a few times where he made... good tackles and like good blocks and stuff. He was, yeah.
We might carry this on. So Nick, you're dropping us off, we're going for a pint. What's your overall message then? You just hate it, you're glad it's over.
I'm hating it.
You're going to go for a bath?
I think
I shouldn't mention baths to you, actually.
No, don't. And if you if the Scousers are going to be unhappy with that result, and if
I don't want to be that, you know. Or we're you know, I'm happy because they're not. Fuck that. We've got to be back at this table next season.
Still going.
Yes. Ollie's at the world.
I'm happy also because they're going to be a bit gutted.
Especially
basically played a shit side today.
Yeah.
And some really bad players. They effectively played with 10 men minus Pereira because he's dreadful. So.
Yeah, Pereira, he's never shown anything enough to make you think you can do this. Right. Okay. Cheers, Nick.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Which way are you going now?
I'm loud.
Right, so now it's part two and we're having a pint and I'm joined with Ginger Stevensella and Kev, who you may recall wrote an article a few years back, who's attended every European final that he's been around for, which includes 68.
Yeah.
And quick, what was that like?
Oh, absolutely magic, you know. It's just being at school and just getting the time off school, and, you know, head teacher getting everybody together and saying, who thinks they're going to the European Cup final? And it was like a class full of kids all going, me. And him saying, well, all right, then you can all go, but you're in school tomorrow. So we're like 4 o'clock in the morning when I got back to Moston, and I was back in school at 8:30. So
it was
brilliant. I can remember 68 better than I can remember Chelsea last week.
Yeah.
You know, it was just one of them games. It just happened.
What stands out the most?
What stands out the most? I think we were at the tunnel end, and just standing by the tunnel end and everybody being together. And I think Bobby Charlton rising like a gazelle to head a goal. I don't think I'd ever seen Bobby Charlton head a goal.
How old were you then, Kev? Sorry, if you don't mind me. Never ask a lady. Yeah.
16.
That's why you remember it better than you did. But did you
think? I mean, some of the players from that day are unsure, but some say because of what had happened 10 years previous, they felt, you know, there was there was some other thing carrying them through.
Yeah, I think that could well be true. But
Were you sure?
I don't know. I wasn't really sure about that at the time. You know what I mean? But it's just one of those things. I think the likes of, you know, Shay Brennan and Billy Fowkes and people like that who'd grown up at the club, you know, they probably had that sort of feeling that they, you know, they wanted to do something and they wanted to do it on that particular day.
When you watch it back, it's like a game where not much happens, you know, for a significant part, and then it goes batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Did it just take off?
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it was like, it was like the extra time thing, it was, you know, it just, everything just seemed to change. And it's quite funny because in your own mind, I still see the game in black and white for some reason, right. You know, because it's like,
because that's what you revisited it.
You know, and it's,
what's
it's
the, really, what was the atmosphere strange. Like then?
The atmosphere was brilliant. You know, at Wembley, when you used to get 100,000 people and you used to be stood up and you were behind the goal, and yeah, you were still quite a long way from the touchline, but you just got that atmosphere.
Yeah.
Whereas you go to Wembley now and you know, there's absolutely nothing.
What were the celebrations like for you then as a young?
Oh, just, you know, it's like,
they were the best away.
Yeah, to be honest, you just wanted to cry in a way. You know, but you were a bit, you were 16, 17, you don't cry, you know, you're with all your mates and this, that and the other, but everybody, it was a bit like the new camp. You know, when Ollie scored at the new camp, it was the new camp was Wembley revisited, if you know what I mean.
Well, see, for that, for me, I can't remember yesterday, but I can remember everything.
Yeah.
Everything. From what we did, what I had for breakfast, what I had, you know, everything.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm lucky because I always didn't want to lose it.
Yeah.
I was always upset that don't lose it.
Yeah. So it's like 68, you know, I can remember going in a chippy at Wembley in 68, the load of Benfica supporters being this chippy. And they're all going, you save you. And we just went, Nobby Styles, and they all shit themselves, you know.
How many did they bring over? See, that's not...
I think we're quite a lot. There's quite a lot of Portuguese guys. I think Benfica over in Portugal, they've always had a good following all the way through, you know. They are a bit... They're a bit of a Man U in Man United in Portugal.
Yeah.
People either love them or hate them.
A bit like us, Juventus.
Yeah.
There's clubs that are significant.
Yeah.
And like, so out of all the others that you've had, Rotterdam, what stood out apart from Barcelona and that?
I think getting pissed wet through in Moscow all day. You know, and just sort of the penalties. And as soon as Drogba got sent off, because you knew he was going to be a penalty taker. As soon as he got sent off, you know, that was...
John, give me a quick word for the podcast.
You're very, very, very wrong about Lukaku from your last podcast.
Really?
He's really shocking.
Oh, no, I'm saying... I'm not... I just said I did like him.
Well, if he's not scoring...
I'm very disappointed. No, you can't start him.
No, you can never play him.
I think he plays better on the right than he does through the middle.
If you're going to play him, the position he plays
today... Would you not put yourself about?
He never bullies people. But is that confidence or... When we signed him, he scored a goal against Man City in pre-season. I'm not clinging to it. I cannot see... There's no salvaging this. There's no... He's gone. You know, when you've seen this in the past... But he scored a goal. No, but he scored a goal against City in pre-season. Where he took on player and he scored it 30 yards.
When I was 12, I scored an unbelievable goal. I'm not playing for United. United.
I know, I know. But is it that? Yes. Is it that step up from Everton? What is it?
Everton, it's just not good enough. No. It's not good enough.
Take the money you can get from now. At the end of next season, it'd be worth nothing.
Yeah. Well, he's not here next season, is he? There's no. You can't see him turning it around. No. This is one of the worst second seasons I've ever seen.
There's a fella in China by the name of Fellaini. I think he's a pretty good player, you know.
Better than him. Well, he was more effective, Kev.
Yeah,
this season.
Was. Yeah. I mean, if there was a plan B or a plan C, it was Fellaini. But
bit of a tangent. I mean, if we hadn't sold Fellaini, we'd have definitely needed him tonight.
Yeah, we would. Yeah.
I mean, I know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The photo of you in Chelsea was fantastic, mind.
Yeah, but not as good as the one of John.
So back to today, Kev.
Yeah, to today.
What did you think?
I thought, given what happened today with all the, you know, with all the, well, the Matic injury pre-match and Lingard being out and McTominay playing in midfield, I think it was a real backs to the wall, battling Manchester United performance that we used to see. I've always been, and I will still maintain it, I have always been a Mourinho fan. I think Mourinho is brilliant, and I always have done.
Sad he'd gone, or do you?
I was sad he'd gone, but he had lost the club. I think he'd lost the players, and he just lost it in his own attitude.
But why do you think he did? Why does he let history repeat itself? I think he'd become poisonous, Kev.
I mean, you know the people who listen to this don't, but I go to Portugal quite a lot.
Yeah.
And Mourinho was like a god in Portugal.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go and you say you support Manchester United, Mourinho this and Mourinho that. And I don't know. I look back at when he went to Chelsea the second time, and he had the same attitude at Chelsea that second time.
I don't get it.
It's like Mourinho against the world.
But he could have built a legacy. Yeah. I think it didn't. For me, it didn't start going tits up till January 2018. Yeah. Or Seville,
yeah.
If you point.
Yeah.
And when he sat and he could have been humble and said, "I've made mistakes. You know, my attitude in the first leg, my attitude in the second leg, not enough shots." And then he started slagging us off, and he couldn't have the. And then it wasn't. You know, this season was built up from the end of last season. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't.
No,
He must see this and think.
Yeah. Why couldn't I do it? Why couldn't I get him motivated like Ollie?
But if you call everyone a twat, Kev, I keep going to this.
You don't. You don't say to Luke Shaw, "You're fat, slow, useless, and you were only good because you were on my touchline and I was telling you what you were doing all the time." You know, and that doesn't help. You know, some people around here are teachers and ex-teachers. You know, you don't slag kids off in a classroom and then expect them to come back to you and say.
But saying that as a fan, then, Kev. And you admit he had to go, then there's no salvage here. If you're one of the ones who...
Yeah.
I mean, where's he go next?
I think he'll manage Portugal.
But he'll consider that something he was planning in 10 years' time rather than now.
Yeah. So,
you've seen it all. You're not one to... ricochet from one guy, you know, like the modern way is, and I get caught up in it, you ricochet from one emotion, so you don't see, like, you don't allow time to assess things, which we should. Where do you see we're at? You know, we've lost to, not today, but we've lost to PSG, which is a level we're not at. So would you give it, Ollie?
Personally, I would, yeah. I mean, going back a minute to the Mourinho thing. I think we missed a trick with Mourinho not giving it to him as soon as Trippier had gone.
Yeah, completely agree with that.
You know, I think if we'd have brought him in and he'd have thought to himself, I'm Fergie's natural successor, I think we'd have seen a different Mourinho.
Yeah. I think a lot of us really...
I think he resented that. I think that is... Yeah. Whether subconsciously it's simmered in his head.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us really wanted
Mourinho to succeed.
I wanted him to give a big fuck you to the world.
Yeah.
I think even to us. Yeah. I've won the European Cup. Fuck off the lot of you. I'm leaving.
When we effectively won the league at Stamford Bridge, and it was Mourinho get that chin up.
Yeah.
It was.
All right, Mourinho, are you listening?
Yeah. That was fantastic, innit? And I remember he took that quite well, and I quite liked him.
Yeah, but he always wanted it. Yeah. He wanted it. Like, you know, all that bollocks. Yeah. I subscribed to MUTV because I watched Paddy Creran. Did you fuck? You know, like.
I just don't get why. I don't get why he wanted it so much and just turned really fucking poisonous against it.
But he'll never get a Paul Pogba to work for him. No. He needs a Fellaini, you know, like.
Yeah. I mean, we always say, you know, that while rags out, we read arrogant gets. You know, Mourinho's an arrogant get. He fitted us like a glove at the time, you know.
But then how do we get this where we're not like. Fourth is a goal which I don't really like feel comfortable. How do we get us to where we're now a title contending side next year? What do we have to do?
I think there are a couple of players who are past the sell by date. They've been great and loyal servants to the club, like Younger, you know. I thought he had a pretty poor game today, but I think there's people like Youngie that are past the sell-by date. I think we need somebody up front. You'd love an Alan Shearer type person up front, you know, because Lukaku to me again hasn't got it up front. I don't think he's not a United player at all.
Would you have a defender?
I don't know. I mean, I really like Lindelof.
I thought them two today were really good.
They are the best combination we've got out of them.
And do you know what? I've always been a big. I've not been Smalling's biggest fan, but I thought today he was superb. Yeah. I thought he won absolutely everything. Yeah. I thought he commanded the line really well.
Do you think it's possible? Do you think we can be competing or under the Glazers and, you know, my usual. Bring it back to the fucking plague.
Saudi Arabian business that's going on at the moment as well, you know.
Is there any legs in
there? Yeah, there's definitely more than there was a year ago. And Ned Kelly, who we will be interviewing, he's adamant that there's something.
Well snuck in. This is the first podcast I've done so
far. There's, I know.
Apart from when I drive.
Here's two questions for you then, Kev. What's the? Well, you were at West Ham 67, were you not?
That was scary as fuck, wasn't it? Yeah,
Bottles of plenty.
Bottles of plenty, coins of plenty. You know, that little cow shed place at the.
Is that the worst you've seen, or worse?
I think probably, yeah. But I've seen bad times at Main Road, and I've also seen bad times at Ellen Road. You know, but that was, you know. As a youngish kid then, that was pretty scary. And I mean, I know how to duck and weave and duck and dive now. And
well, you've developed into a fine,
outstanding
member of the community, Kev. There's
now,
no surnames on this, so you can tell a few tales.
Might have been a teacher, but at the end of the day, you're still from Mustard.
So, yeah. Hey, lads, the trouble's over there. Over you go. You know.
Well, you can put to rights, Mustard was a red area then.
Yeah, definitely.
I know Barney Kev will always.
It was always a red. There were a couple of good friends of mine who were Blues.
Yeah,
you know, but the vast majority of us, we used to get the old 113 down there from the Gardener's Arms every week. There was quite, you know, a good 10 of us every time.
Yeah.
We used to have our own Sunday league team and all that, you know, with a couple of lads, you know, a couple of Blues on it. But the vast majority were Reds from Mostyn.
Does it go quick? Because I think, like, we've lost another good Jimmy. St Albans is just such a, like, he was bizarrely, I'll write about him in the next mag, but he was going to bring honey up today. He's going today, and he's a beekeeper, also a lovely lad, and he was bringing me honey, and we've lost. And I just think, I don't know, like, you try, you reflect on things, but like yesterday like we were saying, is Rotterdam and Barcelona, and today's today, and like 20 years have gone, and you think,
I know, where have they gone? Yeah,
but you can't, you know, you just got to get on with it, haven't you? You knew Tinto very well.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, we're sorting out with Tinto that sat with us in K-Stan, and his funeral's a week tomorrow, Monday, a week Monday. And it's an hour before Gordon Banks is. So apparently, and they're both in the same chapel of rest, apparently. So the Stoke lads are expecting this hearse to come out with this coffin in the back, and all the streets and roads are cut off, and they're all expecting a big round of applause for Tinto because everybody will think it's Gordon Banks.
I still maintain, for whatever the way that United changed social media, and I'm not going to dig out of it, but for me, there's still a massive, massive community. And we don't all know each other. There'll be a group of lads in the next pub down there that we might know to say, you know, there is still a fundamental connection far beyond 90 minutes of football there.
Yeah.
You help me, you know a mate, you've had experiences with that mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
As I say, Steve, you won't know this, but Steve was an usher at my wedding. Started selling, got to know him. Sort of like adopted him like Paddington. And he was a very bad usher because he went the stress of it, and all he had to do was point people in a place, Kev, and he got sick.
He's never handled stress well.
I don't handle stress well.
He got sick. Right, cheers for that, Kev. And Ben,
going back just to what you said about people being mates, like, I was usher at your wedding, we all went up to the Lake District for Ben's wedding, we went to Danny's kids christening, Danny's wedding, and it's all like meeting people who sit around you or that you go to the game with.
And there's hundreds of this.
Yeah.
There are.
Yeah.
I always buzzed off, you know where I'm from, but in the old days when I was young, our night wouldn't end till tomorrow morning, and we'd end up in fucking ridiculous situations.
What's up?
Don't. Censor, edit. Right, so Ben, your thoughts on today?
Strange game, really, to analyse, isn't it? Because
you write for the Mag, by the way.
I do write for the Mag. Yeah. I think as soon as we lost two of the first choice three in midfield and the same up front, it was always going to be a strange game.
You got one thing wrong in the Mag.
Yeah, I was slagging the atmosphere off, which I do stand by. But I would say that today,
first 15 minutes of second half, I love that.
It's been an Old Trafford.
The Ollie at the wheel is just. I know, you know, but. And again, it's the one way, 1, 2, 3, 4, but fuck it. If it gets people who aren't going to sing it,
and
who aren't going to sing
anything. And the a good addition to it as well.
I didn't cut that. No.
It's better than 1, 2, 3, 4.
But I said to Nick earlier, in K, you cannot hear Stretford in. And that has to be sorted. I mean, we've been saying it for, we can see you move, but we cannot hear you. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Same in it, but you look at from Stretford, you see the singing section, and
they have made it. They've made a difference in an effort.
See the shrine, but you can't hear them where we are. Yeah.
I was dead against the singing section. I thought, to create a false atmosphere was always wrong. But I can eat humble pie quite easily, and I think the singing section, what they're doing now and moving it. Hopefully, if they're moving it to the Stretford end,
I just don't want United to. United to keep kidding them. We're moving you to KJ, then we're moving you elsewhere. But, you've got to settle on somewhere and let people run with it. This will be our little area.
Yeah.
Don't.
I think the Stretford is where it should be.
Yeah, really, of course it should. But I don't want any prawn. My worry is the first game that someone in the executives goes, "Oh, they're swearing over there, Henry."
Yeah.
And you go.
Yeah. Who's Emery?
I don't know. I'm just an imaginary southern tough.
We were moved for the Paris game to the Sir Alex Ferguson stand in the lower tier. And there were about 15, 20 of us from K stand down there. And we were all stood up because you can't see down the touchline anyway.
Yeah.
We were right in the corner near J stand. And some bloke like three rows back, Stewart, throw them all out. Well, he got told, but let's put it that way. In my best teacher voice, he got told.
If I tried to take a Ribena fucking sachet in, I'd get escorted off. Yeah. I'd have a fucking taser, and then they've come in. They've smashed it up. There's no fucking old Bill around.
Yeah.
You could just, like today, let things go. No one's injured today. No. How many complaints? They always point, oh, we get a moan. Oh. No scousers in here. But you know, how many complaints do they actually get? There'll probably be four people.
Yeah.
Complaining about what?
You know, like, we've been allowed to stand in K today, but we won't next week. We'll be told, sit down, shut up.
Yeah. I think that, but in the toilets where it says text this number with
brass ones, I never sit.
Although if you carry on like this, I'm going to
catch you. I should tell them actually. There's a bloke who sits next to me. Yeah. What? Where are you, Steve? He sits next to me.
You fucking moron.
He sits next to me. He's acting up. He moans all the time. No, so right. We're not unhappy, are we? We're just.
No, I think given the injuries we've got, it's a decent result.
Would you give Ollie it? Yeah. Or wait. Well, you've argued for waiting. You have argued this week.
I still think wait. But if you're
asking
what
me more
now,
has he got to do?
Not much, really. I mean, I think you have to see how the rest of the season pans out. But at this moment in time, he's clearly in the driving seat.
A maximum, I think, what is it? We've got 14 games left if we get to the final. Yeah. I mean, I can't see anything.
Which final are we talking about?
FA Cup.
I think
2-0 in the 2-0 in Paris. Yeah, yeah. Extra time, and me and Kev can liaise about booking the next league.
I think it's very
we're not going Paris.
I think we're winning Paris.
Yeah, but we won't win by enough.
No,
we can't go.
They'll score in Paris. They're
about to score. Yeah, but I do think
we'll beat them in Paris. Oh, you said we'd win the Argas.
No, I said we win the European Cup.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's hard to see what's been in a position where he doesn't get a job now. Because things would have to collapse.
But then what
really
do we need to do next season to get into a title-winning side? And can you see us doing it?
Looking at Liverpool today, I think we can finish above Liverpool next season. I'm not convinced we can finish above City next season, but I think we can finish above Liverpool. And if Liverpool are the closest challengers this year, which I think they will be because City will win it, then we ain't that far off, are we? See you, Vicky.
And what makes you think that, then?
I just think, you know, the way we played the last 2 months, the results we've had, the football we've played. I think we're 3 or 4 players short.
One thing Liverpool you can say, not praise, because that's an all, but they went and spent that Coutinho money on players they needed, and Mourinho made that. And where I do give Mourinho, you know, if he had got that central defender... You don't look.
Well, Liverpool did was that they bought the gaps they needed. Yeah. You know, they were desperate for a centre half.
Can we do that then?
Well, that's up to the board, isn't it, whether we spend that money. But you know, in terms of what we need, we probably need 3 or 4 players. We need a centre half. We need a full back. We need a world class centre midfielder, I still think, to sit behind Pogba and pull the strings. Someone like David Silva who could just keep the game moving, ticking over, you know. And we probably need a wide right forward because we haven't got anyone who can naturally play off the right.
So we're optimistic. I'll say, United are dreaming.
I don't think we'll win the league next season. I think if we're 4 players short of being attacked, we might get 2.
I don't want that growing and growing. I hate the fact.
No, but.
You know,
the important thing is we need to challenge.
It could be
it could be
7 years. That's I don't want that growing.
But do you know what? It's not the fact that we haven't won the league or the European Cup for 7 years. It's the fact that we haven't challenged or even been in the running for even those.
Well,
then
what pisses me off from the point is I don't care. You know, there were so many half and halves when we started selling. I don't care what United pour themselves out if it keeps us, you know, and I don't care about the partners, but what I care about is that we haven't won the league in 7 years. We're the biggest operation in the world.
Yeah.
You have Richard Arnold boasting about how many shoes we've sold, and they don't replicate that with ambition on the pitch. And Ollie's got to be backed. I know, you know, but we're happy. We are happy, aren't we?
I think one thing that's really important for me is that they don't lose sight of this idea of getting a director of football.
And I don't think they have. I know
really
it's tough. But
whether Ollie gets a job or not, at this moment in time, I'd say he should. There's got to be that kind of longer term.
We have been sold a massive duff from the lad we know that if they haven't. I think they are. But as we put, it's changed a bit. And one of the papers picked up the Times, I think, that it also is, because obviously he doesn't want to, but he wants to be the one that you're all rolling back to me and I'm the overall. So do, where's that lead people? Does the transfer policy, anyway, right, two questions for Kev. You've seen it all, done it all. Your best game and your greatest player, and why for both?
Best
not
game.
Asking,
not asking much. I think best game, I've got to go Nou Camp.
Extra
time against Bayern. Yeah, it's a shit game, but the last 5 minutes were pretty good. I do that. And greatest player.
Pretty good is the understatement of the century.
Greatest player. Always said it, ask any of my mates. Solskjaer, I've loved him
from
minute one. Yeah. From minute one. When he used to come on the pitch, you knew that he'd been watching the game.
Yeah.
And he knew where to go, what to do, where the gaps were. I always, you know, people have been saying about that Nottingham Forest game when it came on as sub and scored four goals. You don't come on as sub and score four goals if you haven't been watching the game and found out where the gaps are and everything.
So, just from what Kevin said then, before I answer that, we were saying in the pub before the game today, Solskjaer, the moment he arrived as a player, he seemed to get United.
Yeah.
And the moment he arrives as a manager, he gets United. And you can't really say any more from him.
Well, he bought Rio and Vidic in on Friday. Little moves, give Fergie. Yeah. Allow the legends to
the
fucking.
The football's great. Right, the results.
It's not
the
result.
But overall, compared to what we've seen, he's got to get more tools.
The results,
but the results are good, and he's saying the right things as well. He understands the club.
He is, and he's like, turn up, lads, in a club suit.
Yeah.
Just simple things like
respect.
Also, listen, you're talking about the Liverpool game as it's a big game rather than it's just another 3 points. It's West Brom.
Yeah.
It's not.
And we'll try against Newcastle. Yeah. I mean, where we have. I mean. I know.
It's like you were saying, it just seems for me from day one, this is a guy that understands and loves United. Now, you can't expect like Mourinho, Van Gaal, to come in and love United, but he's like one of us.
Right, three questions now.
I'll answer the other ones first. So, if it's my best game ever, is the Villa Park semi final, same season.
And
I was in Nou Camp as well, but I just think that game, man, it just had everything, really.
Yeah.
Is that your Fitbit? Okay, by the way, apparently Steve says if you raise it,
yeah, if you wave your hand
it does
like
a few
that,
fucking rolls for you.
Yeah,
and player, I mean, we've been busy spoiled, haven't we? You know, Ronaldo, but I always say Rod Keane because I've never seen a player that could just dictate a game. And look at what
Robbo could,
yeah,
in the worst team.
My first game was 91, so I saw the tail end of Robbo. But the way Roy Keane, like, we've always sat in West Lowen in a tunnel, and you see Keane coming, getting the ball off the right back, pulling the team upfield, just dictating everything. I just thought he was unbelievable.
I maintain, when people argue, you know, Robbo or Keane on Twitter, just be grateful we had both, and then let plan on the next one. Yeah. Get the fucking next one in. That's what United's about. Yeah. Anyway, Steve?
Ollie grew up a Liverpool supporter.
I know.
See, that's
wait a minute.
Problem,
I know.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah. Edit.
My favourite game. I love the games more for like the days out around them. I love. Did we beat Everton for Chris Eagles 4-2?
Phil Neville deliberate own goal, that was it. No, can't say that. That was great.
There was a Fulham one a few years ago where Ben strangled me. I enjoyed that. Not getting strangled.
The Ronaldo.
I'm not into that. But that was good.
I left you in that bar in by Lime Street. I just thought in another like alternate that. We were taking the piss, ballooning in a pub by Lime Street. There's a firm come in and completely, we're all still in fucking comas from that.
Me, Steve the Greek and Paddy went for a walk around Liverpool after that, I think. My favourite player as a kid, I love Jesper Onsen, just because he had long hair and his shirt untucked.
Like you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly the same. I had my shirt untucked around my belly though. Robbo was brilliant. Keane was brilliant. We've had Salk, Eric.
We're blessed. We are. We are. Ollie, for all the moments.
Ollie's the only player. Ollie and Eric were the only players that I think if they walked in a pub, I'd mob him. Everyone else would sort of do the cool sort of head nod thing, but if Ollie and Eric walked
in... Yeah, but I say that at Euston this morning at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, Nemanja walked past and I sang, very unlike me, Nemanja, and he just blanked me.
We made friends with him when we interviewed him, didn't we?
It was lovely when we interviewed him.
I suppose the question is, who's your favourite versus who was the best?
Well, that's... You know, yeah, that's well, you saw question, best.
Yeah. I hate to say it's a bit of a it's a faded memory, you know. You think, you know, see bits and pieces, you know, you remember bits and pieces, but that's, you know, that's all.
No, I'm good.
All right. No, I've kept you way on. Mick?
Yeah.
Okay, top man.
Right,
I'll appreciate that.
Barney. See you soon, Kev. See you, mate. Cheers, see you. Right.
Guinness, please.
Nothing to say.
What did you make? Come on, what did you make today?
I think, like I said earlier when I walked in, it's come on miles and miles. Because we're disappointed that we didn't get anything from today. Whereas, what, December time it was. Sorry, no photo. I think we could have took them today.
Yeah. Well, they'll be regretful. But do you think what I've been asking, three questions, what I've been asking, can we be a title winning side next season or compete inside? What do we need to do?
Just strengthen. I think maybe strengthen the midfield. I need a stronger, somebody stronger, stronger leader.
Lukaku? Like
Zach? No, he's like, not today, I think he just... To say Rashford was definitely injured. So no, I think Lukaku.
I thought Lukaku was injured, and maybe that's being very sympathetic. I know that sounds cruel, doesn't it?
It's a shame, but you don't. You always thought.
And who's your favourite player and your best game? Best moment?
I think so far this year.
No, ever.
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 It's a weird one. Obviously Eric, but then there's...
Yeah, you're going to get one. this Eric, moment, this time.
This moment, Eric, and then the Champions League.
Oh, controversial from Zach.
I'm
best striker. God, him today, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Best game?
The new camp, so unfortunately...
Yours, you're a young pup.
The semi-final at Villa Park.
Right, second answer of that. Right. So that's it, we've waffled on. Thanks everyone who bought the mag today. That is really, really humbling. I appreciate it so much, can't thank you enough. And finally to Jimmy, mate, I'm so upset, just hate losing Reds. And you, if your family are listening to this, top, he was a wonderful, unique man. Thanks everyone.